subject today is precious stones. Hear the word of the Lord, first in the book of Exodus, chapter 28. And thou shalt make a breastplate of judgment with the work of a thinker, like the work of the ephod. Thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, and crimson, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twined linen. Thou shalt make it. It shall be four square, doubled, a span its length, and a span its breadth. And thou shalt fill it with a filling or setting of stone, four rows of stone, a row, a ruby, a topaz, and a garnet, row one. And the second row, a chrysoprase, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a cyanus, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a tarshish, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be enclosed in a checkered pattern with gold in their infillings or settings. And the stones shall be above the names of the sons of Israel, 12 above their names, with the engravings of a signet, for each above his name, they shall be for the 12 tribes. Next we read from Revelation chapter 21 about the holy city. And there came to me one of the seven angels, having the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, Come, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit upon a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like a stone, most precious, as it were a jasper stone, shining like crystal, having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and over the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city having 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the structure of her wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. We also read from the heavenly doctrine about precious stones in the spiritual world. Precious stones and diadems or jewels signify divine truths in their ultimates, such as are the truths of the sense of the letter of the word. This has been made very evident to me from precious stones and diadems in the spiritual world, among the angels and spirits there, whom I have seen wearing them. I have seen them in their treasure chests also. And it has been given me to know that they correspond to truths in ultimates. And what is more, that from these truths, the precious stones come into existence and come into view. Some angelic spirits were called, saying, Come this way, and you will see something wonderful. And they approached and entered a room. Its walls were shining as of gold, and they saw there a table on which lay the word, set around with precious stones in a heavenly form. And the guardian angel said, When the word is opened, a light of indescribable whiteness shines forth. And then, because of the precious stones, a rainbow appears above and around the word. Whenever any angel out of the third heaven comes there and looks at the opened word, The many-colored rainbow above and around the word appears on a red background. When an angel out of the second heaven comes there and looks, the rainbow appears on an azure or deep blue background. When an angel out of the ultimate heaven comes and looks, the rainbow appears on a white background. When any good spirit comes and looks, the variegation of the light appears like marble. That it is so was shown visibly to them. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.